Hello, and welcome to the GLAR podcast, the Global Law at Reading podcast. I'm your host, Professor James Green. Just a short podcast this month, just me. I'm going to be talking a little bit about some plans I have for a future project that I hope to begin in 2016 with regard to atheism and international human rights law. This ties in with a new module in the LLB undergraduate program at Reading that'll be starting this autumn, so autumn 2015, on law and religion. And I just want to use the podcast this month to put out a few ideas about the potential project that I'm sort of working up in relation to non-theistic belief. So I want to take the opportunity of the podcast this month to discuss a few ideas and put out a few ideas for a future project that I'm thinking of working on. This is very early stages, so it's just food for thought, really, and I'd appreciate any feedback. The project concerns atheism and other non-theistic worldviews and their status within human rights law, particularly international human rights law. It's obviously unquestionable that there's a human right to religious belief. But is there a human right to non-theistic worldviews in the same way? Well, the simple answer to that is yes. If we look at the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights from 1966, that protects the right to freedom of thought, conscience and religion, to quote. And of course, in 1993, the Human Rights Committee interpreting that described in General Comment 22, religion or belief for the purposes of the ICCPR, as, quote, theistic, non-theistic and atheistic beliefs, as well as the right not to profess any religion or belief. However, of course, not all states are parties to the ICCPR, and even those that are, or for those that are, many of those states argue that they can discriminate against atheists or take other action against non-theistic believers on grounds of public policy and other exceptions. Now, of course, those exceptions apply to the freedom of religion as well, so it's not a problem that's entirely atheist-centric, but it's a problem nonetheless. Of course, there is the 1981 UN Declaration on the Elimination of All Forms of Intolerance and of Discrimination Based on Religion or Belief, the catchily titled Declaration, which protects the right to thought, conscience and religion or belief. A lot of states at the time of that declaration and in the build-up to it were unhappy that it didn't cover non-theistic belief sufficiently, and some amendments were made, particularly the former communist countries, the Soviet Warsaw Pact countries. And of course, the declaration is not legally binding in any event, even though it sets out quite a lot of detail on the right to religion and other forms of belief. In Europe, of course, the European Convention on Human Rights, Article 9, protects the right to freedom of thought, conscience and religion. So, again, that's wider and has been interpreted by the European Court of Human Rights as including non-theistic belief systems as well in Kokkinakis and Greece in 1993. And there are other sources of the human right to atheistic and other non-theistic belief systems. For example, the Arab Charter on Human Rights has similar provisions, Articles 26 and 27. So all of which provides a pretty convincing case that there's a human right to atheism or other non-theistic belief systems. But of course, just as with religious minorities, non-theists are persecuted and discriminated against around the world. The beginning of the thesis that I have is that while there's little question that non-theistic belief is protected by international human rights law, and it's sort of seen as taken as a given that that's the case, the subsumation of non-theistic belief within essentially the freedom of religion may not be sufficient. It may not be coherent, and it may not be sufficient in terms of protection. Now, I'm not sure about that thesis yet, but I want to set out the basic points with regard to it. The first objection is less important, but I think it still matters, and it's really a philosophical objection, which is that atheism is a very different thing from religion. Obviously, as I've said, the various human rights provisions really subsume it within the concept of religious freedom, and then wider than that, belief, thought, conscience. Particularly with regard to subsuming it within the concept of belief, one could argue it's not a belief at all, atheistic belief, but the absence of a belief. Although that's really semantics, because one could equally say that it's actually a belief that an absence of belief is correct. So we can kind of leave that side that aside. But religion is a very different thing from atheism. Religion is sometimes said to have two elements, the descriptive element and the prescriptive element. It's descriptive in that it provides an account of creation, existence, etc. But it's also prescriptive in that it sets out ways in which a person should live, values that they should or may hold, and in many cases, rules for those things. Non-theism is, in contrast, entirely descriptive. It provides an account, or perhaps more accurately, accepts the absence of an account of existence, creation, and so on. But it does not prescribe conduct in and of itself. It's non-prescriptive. It's up to individuals to determine the way in which they're going to conduct their lives within an atheistic belief system, whether that's humanism or whatever it might be. And so it seems intellectually incoherent to me to subsume it within the right to religion. It's a separate thing. So that's my first objection to this. The second objection is far more important, however, and that's that the way in which international human rights law has grappled with the freedom to non-theistic belief is that the right's never really been made explicit. It's just been accepted as being part of the freedom of religion, or this vague term belief. And human rights discourse has a huge compliance pull for states. There's a symbolic power to identifying a human right, and that power significantly increases the likelihood of compliance with that right. Atheism and agnosticism and so on suffers from the fact that it's simply seen as an offshoot of the main freedom of religion. It doesn't have that rhetorical force in itself because it's perceived, even if incorrectly, as a less important second cousin to the main freedom of religion. And that, of course, is largely an issue of perception of the law rather than the law itself, in that international human rights law and regional and domestic human rights law protects the right to non-theistic belief just as much as it protects the right to religious belief. But that perception has very real consequences. That perception that it's secondary, subsumed within the more important right, that perception of the law has very real consequences for the actual protection of non-theists. At least that's my working thesis. So I'm therefore forming the view that the human right to non-theism needs to be explicitly protected by a separate human right. And that's for philosophical reasons of coherence, but far more importantly, it's because I think it would increase the likelihood of the right being respected and atheists and other non-believers being protected from discrimination and being able to promote and manifest their beliefs to the extent that religious individuals and groups do. So that's the working thesis. And I appreciate the opportunity to sort of air that on the podcast. It is very much a work in progress. I'm not sure if I've got my assumptions correct here, and it's a project that I'm going to delve into in more detail over the next year or so. So please, if you're listening to this, get in touch with me, Professor James Green, j.a.green@reading.ac.uk, and give me some thoughts. Next month's podcast will be a PhD showcase, so we'll be talking to one of our PhD students about their work. Apologies for the short length of the podcast this month. Things are winding down during exam, end of exam periods and so on. So we will have more all singing or dancing podcasts later in the summer.